This is JIS News. Coming up, first suspected imported case of chikungunya virus being investigated. National Security Minister Peter Bunting addresses speculation surrounding Police Commissioner Owen Ellington's retirement, and farmers least affected by drought urged to produce more. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is investigating a suspected imported case of the chikungunya virus, currently affecting some 28 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America. Our reporter Camila Guthrie has the details.
Jamaica could have its first imported case of the chikungunya virus if a case now under investigation is confirmed. Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says the case is of an individual who traveled from an affected country and fell ill. He says screening tests done at a private laboratory in Jamaica indicated the presence of the illness. A sample was taken and sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency for confirmation. If the result is positive, it will be the country's first imported case of the chikungunya virus. However, Dr. Harvey says this does not indicate local spread of the virus, and the ministry will continue to monitor persons living in and around areas visited by the individual. He adds that vector control activities have been heightened to reduce the possibility of local spread. I'm Camilla Guthrie reporting for GIS News.
In the meantime, persons traveling to and from countries with confirmed cases of the chikungunya virus are being urged to ensure they protect themselves from mosquito bites. This can be done by using insect repellent containing DEET and covering the body as much as possible, for example, by wearing long-sleeved clothing. There is no specific treatment for the chikungunya virus, nor is there a vaccine. It is therefore important that persons not only protect themselves from mosquito bites, but also reduce the possibility of mosquito breeding.
I am appealing to all Jamaicans to follow the recommendations to reduce mosquito breeding sites in and around our homes, places of business, places of worship and schools.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, mainly in the limbs and large joints, and a rash. Persons experiencing any of these symptoms are asked to visit their doctor or the nearest health center immediately. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has moved to clarify speculation that the Commissioner of Police was removed from his position due to pressure from international cooperative organizations. Media reports have suggested that former Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington was pressured to retire from the Constabulary Force as a result of human rights issues emerging from the Office of the Public Defender's report on the joint police-military operation in West Kingston in 2010. However, Mr. Bunting says reviews of the Public Defender's report by international organizations have not seriously affected the operations or management of the local security forces.
These reviews have not resulted in any action that will compromise the general operational effectiveness of the security forces, but support to a few specific units has been suspended. It is our hope that once the upcoming Commission of Inquiry has concluded its work, that the findings and recommendations are acted upon as appropriate, that any residual concerns regarding the West Kingston operations will be put to rest.
Meanwhile, Minister Bunting has thanked outgoing Police Commissioner Ellington for his 34 years of service to the Constabulary Force, noting that a commissioner is expected to be appointed by September. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is encouraging farmers in parishes least affected by drought conditions to plant more crops. Prominent Secretary in the Ministry, Donovan Stanbury, says parishes such as Portland, Westmoreland and St. Mary are having a fair amount of rainfall despite the extended dry spell being experienced in other parishes. He says one of the strategies to help maintain the country's agricultural output during this period is to ramp up production in those areas least affected. Mr. Stanbury was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says the government has been implementing irrigation systems all over the island to help farmers cope during dry periods. That was GIS News. I'm Menthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.